Off the Ball, GAA.
2 years of hurt, it's a genuine thing, like, Joe. They were a long 2 years. Yeah, it's hard to put into words, really, but I suppose when we came back at the start of this year, it just felt like there was something different, Joe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Well, St. Patrick's Athletic centre-back and goalscorer tonight. How do you assess the team's performance and the results?
Yeah, it's probably a fair result in the end. They had their spell. We started really well. 15-20 minutes of chances, and then, you know, they came into it, pressed really high and caused us problems. We struggled to get out, and unluckily didn't make it till half time, giving away the penalty, and we were up against it, but I thought we came out better second half and changed a couple of bits and you know, just couldn't find the winner, but it could have went either way.
Yeah, because in the first half, I think Dundalk showed their best stuff after they got the penalty goal. Before that, St. Pat's did look the stronger. How do you feel about maybe just the lack of, you know, clinical finishing in the box there tonight?
Yeah, look, on another night, you know, we have serious finishers, and they finish all three of the big chances we had in the first half, and, you know, we're 3-0 up, but fortunately that wasn't the case tonight. You're not going to score every chance you get, I suppose, and look, we just have to keep it tight at the back. And you know, I thought the penalty was a bit like, what's he meant to do? Like, you know, your man's behind him, he can't see where he's coming from. It's not as if he's meant to do him. So it's unlucky for Bianto, but look, we've as I said, we came back out second half and took a chance at least, and it's nice to get on the score sheet.
Your second goal against Dundalk this season?
Yeah, it seems to be a lucky team this year, at home anyway. But yeah, look, it's bittersweet. You want to be scoring and stuff, but you know, just kind of frustration is the overall feeling.
Yeah, listen, it's a big month, and I suppose maybe St. Pat's fans might be feeling frustrated tonight because the fact that it's your last game in hand over the two teams above you, especially Shamrock Rovers at the top, they probably wanted to see you closing the gap. So do you kind of maybe, you know, I suppose understand why supporters might be frustrated tonight?
Absolutely. I'm the exact same. I just feel like if we had got those 6 points in hand, you know, the two games, I think we would have been, just would have gave us a right step up going into the next few games. But look, there's still plenty of football, twists and turns to go. But yeah, look, I share that frustration. I think we've taken 1 point out of two in hand, I'm not sure. But look, it's not good enough. We know that, and could have been better. But look, it's not. So as I said, plenty of football to play. And every team are beating each other. So, you know, there's plenty of twists to go.
Yeah, because you're home to Derry and then away to Shelbourne before that big cup match against Shamrock Rovers. So important now you show a reaction in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. The two games, you know, they're coming off European games, which is huge. And we need to try and take advantage of that, especially the one at home, and you know, get a couple of big results to kind of propel us into that FAI Cup game against Rovers. And, you know, what, three games in to come, like, you know, it'd be unbelievable to get a cup run going as well. You know how much it means to this club.
Yeah, because you're in the dressing room with players, and especially you yourself, you've won trophies, won league titles, you know what it's all about.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel there's anything in the dressing room, like, where do you feel there's like a momentum there with the players, or a desire in the players there to really put the pressure on Shamrock Rovers?
100%, yeah, and I think this is, you know, if there's ever a year to do it, why not this year? Like, I think we have the hunger, we have the drive, and we just have to find that belief inside of us. I feel that we can go on and we can put up to them. Rovers have been unbelievable in the last whatever, 7-8 years, and it's going to take a big team to topple them from that kind of pedestal. But why not us? You know, we'll do our best. We obviously haven't put ourselves in the best position tonight to do so, but why not knock them out of the cup and go on a run? And, you know, the league results will follow from that, I think, if we get some momentum going.
Just a word on Sam Rooney, of course, made his debut against Sligo, wasn't it, a couple of weeks ago. He's had a couple of matches now. You can see flashes of what he brings to this team. Still very young, 17 years of age, playing as a centre forward. What can you tell us about him from training with him?
Yeah, as you said, the hunger and the desire, like, that kind of sums him up perfectly. Like, he's so willing to learn. He's you know, every day in training, he's asking questions. A lot of young lads are very quiet, but he's really outspoken, wants to know how he can get better and improve. And that's just, music to my ears. You know, you can tell him what he needs to do, and he's willing to learn. And 17 makes me feel old. I think he was telling me he used to watch me in Tala, and as a fan and stuff. And I was just, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's great. You can see how hungry he is, and he's got the talent to go with it.
Yeah, and like we were remarking just when he was coming on, there was a real sense of encouragement both from his coaches, Ryan Edmondson, who was coming off from him.
Yeah.
You know, he's somebody who's going to be competing for his place. So, but there's a real importance there for the senior players to encourage these young players coming through.
Yeah, like I think it shows the belief the club have in him, taking a player like Ryan Edmondson off when we need a goal to bring him on and get to have that trust in him to get it, you know. And he's learning off these boys as well every day in training, and you know, I think he's in the best environment possible to do it. You know, he's got his kind of home comforts being at home, and he's in one of the best academies in the country. So, and he's training with us every day, which is brilliant. So, yeah, look, he has it. If he wants it, it's there for him. So he just has to keep going.
Well, Sean, well done the goal tonight. Thanks for talking to us.
Stephen, cheers.
St. Pat's boss Stephen Kenny, I might just get your assessment of the game tonight first.
Yeah, it was quite a chaotic game. It's not the game we would have wanted. We would have wanted to have more control on it, we didn't have control in the game at all. It was end to end. It was frenetic, but we had all the chances in the first 20 minutes. We had four great, very good chances, and we should have scored and capitalised, and we could have been easily two or three up. And we just weren't relentless enough for the finishing, and so that was something that we knew then. And then the Dundalk had a spell, and they were quick on transitions, and Daryl Horgan's obviously a very good player. Penalty then killed us a bit. Not often given. You can see why it's given. Anto has used his elbow for leverage, but obviously it's a clever play to win it. But I think it's you know, you just have to accept these things. And the so that's a half time. We're disappointed to be 1-0 down.
Yeah, the Keane Levy maybe didn't seem to get the space that he might get on other nights. Was that down to the man marking job? You think that was done on him?
No, I don't think so. I think Keane's just not had. He's had a tendinopathy issue. He's not really been able to train for the last month, and he that's why we left him out of the cup match. And you know, he's on a 2-week deload, the complete deload, and only really done something Tuesday. But only really joined in yesterday. So he's not really been able to train for the last 4 weeks at all. So he maybe wasn't at the level that he has been for that reason, and that's understandable. He still made a good contribution and could have won it for us when he stuck it into the top corner. Great save for the keeper. So, you know, it was a brilliant effort. And when we changed the system and he went wide right, he actually came into the game. He was very effective. Credit to him for hanging in there, coming through a difficult period and finishing strong.
Dundalk then, they had a couple of players in yellow cards, but it was interesting to see Rob Cornwall. Like, it did look like a deliberate handball. How was your take on that? Because he was on a yellow and the ref could have easily sent him off for second yellow card.
Yeah. Listen, it was a deliberate yellow and or a handball probably, but listen, we didn't get it. That's the way it goes, you know. I'm not gonna complain about that. I think probably we had a couple of shouts for penalties ourselves, with the physical manhandling off corners. So if you're going to be consistent, you know, and give the first one, you've got to give players were pulled down in the box, so you've got to give that if you're going to be consistent. I don't think the referee gave the original penalty. I think the linesman gave it, you know. So I think because he didn't give it initially, so it was the linesman flagged. So listen, that's the way it goes. I'm not the sending off. Could have been a sending off, but listen, that's the way it goes. Sometimes you don't get those decisions.
It was your last game in hand. How frustrated are you that you haven't closed the gap a bit more on Sean Coles?
I'm pleased that we came back and didn't lose the game. I think that was important. I think it's a brilliant goal from Sean Hoare. An absolutely outstanding header. Good corner from Aidan Keane. And we had another one where Luke Turner heads it back across goal. I'm certain it was in. I don't know how it didn't go in.
Yeah.
And Dundalk had their moments, and it was end to end. And so listen, we have to like, you know, obviously everyone is disappointed the fact that we were nowhere. People at the start of the season didn't really fancy us to do much, and we're second and we're disappointed. You know, that's something I would feel, that we're second in the league at this stage of the season, and yet and we're disappointed. I think obviously we've our missing our attacking players has been has hurt us in this period. The ones that are missing, Zach Aldrissetti, Simon Parra, Max Mata and Ramal Palmer, that's hurt us, there's no doubt about that. But nevertheless,
just on what is the situation with Max Mata? Is he he's going to play this season at all?
Yeah, he will play this season. Yeah. He's out for a few more weeks.
Elbazetti and Palmer then, could they be back soon? Or
yeah, well, they will be back, you know, but we won't put a time on them tonight, but they will be back. Simon's back this week, I think, and to be involved. But certainly, yeah, listen, it was nevertheless, we had enough good players on to win the game. I wouldn't like to, I'm not using that for an excuse, because Dundalk are a good team and they've had results that they've won at Tolka Park, they've won at Dalymount, and they've drawn in Tala. So it's not a surprise that they would come and cause you problems. And we had enough chances to win the game, we didn't take them, and we have to accept that. And but I'm glad that the players kept going, and we weren't at our best, but we had moments where we did a lot of good things, and then we had moments where we didn't, and it was a mixed performance from us.
And can you find that route, the streak in front of goal next week, home to Derry City and of course away to Shells?
We have two tough games, really. Yeah, probably games. Have real tough games in the third phase, but yeah, we've got to get ready, and we can't be despondent. We've got to bounce back from, we drew tonight against the team that are fourth in the league, and we've gone to second in the league. So I think we've got to dust ourselves down now and get ready for two tough games, starting with Derry next Sunday and Shells the following Sunday.
And just to ask you finally, how did you feel when you saw Shamrock Rovers coming out of the hat when you've been drawn at home in the cup against them?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. We had a similar situation with Shelbourne here in the same round last year. So listen, we'll deal with that when it comes. The league is our focus at the moment, and we've got to get ready for Derry next week.
Dundalk manager Ciarán Kilduff, how do you assess that game tonight?
Look, I suppose it's not a bad point to come away and get it here, but I think been leading again at half time, and to give the goal away from a set piece is disappointing. I think even the manner of giving away the set piece, followed obviously by, you know, a player who scored that identical goal for us earlier in the season here. But in fairness, it was we had to make changes at half time because everyone was picking up yellow cards for everything. So Rob Cornwall was probably you know, lucky to be still on the pitch with the way the yellow cards were being handed out. Hey, Dervin the same. So I suppose the player coming on had to try and mark him, but he's a big threat, got across him, and we're disappointed with the goal we conceded, but I think there's a lot of positivity from it too.
Yeah, did you feel the Rob Cornwall handball, was that?
Yeah.
He was dicing with that there a bit.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and you have to react, and Rob knows, but it's the way we want to play. We got up the pitch high, Listen, the problem we had was I thought everything was going to be a yellow card in that first half. I think we had three yellow cards in the first 20 minutes. Of course, we were trying to leave our mark on the game. There weren't yellow card tackles, and then there was an inconsistency throughout about it. So it was probably lack of trust in decision making, or maybe even officials, that I had to take the sort players off. I just felt like anything was going to be a booking, and made those decisions at half time. But look, I thought even we finished the game quite strong. We if anyone was going to win it late on in stoppage time, we were finishing, you know, quite positively. But as I said, it's not a bad point.
The penalty you got, didn't seem to be any question over the penalty. Were you making a case for the red card as well to the fourth official?
Well, yeah, I think. Well, if all the other ones were yellows, you have to have something stronger for what happened for the penalty. Because I don't want to see a player sent off, so I'm not going to say he should have been sent off. Look, it was a penalty and a yellow card, but it is that inconsistency that's frustrating.
Yeah. Listen, overall, like, Dundalk looked really impressive in large patches of that game tonight. Did you kind of put it to the players maybe that they needed a reaction to allow Derby? I know you had the cup match last week, but there's a lot of changes in that team.
Look, it's not giving the players a pass. We're all very accountable here, but I think we've been thin squad-wise for a long time there as well. A lot of players playing with niggles and that, and even last week the league taking a break for the FAI Cup, and the draw we got meant we could rotate a few players and freshen Daryl Horgan, keep Buckley, Rob Cornwall and these players up. And you could see that energy was back tonight. And then I suppose we have first league start for Trevor Clark, a league debut for Igor at half time, and then Keane's done one training session and 70 minutes for us up top for us tonight. So there's a lot of moving parts here. It hasn't been easy for the players, but to come back up to the Premier Division and make the count of ourselves that we are, and being as competitive as we are tonight and probably every week, even in the three games defeats prior, and we lost by the odd goal and we took the lead in all of them. Just that depth and squad and probably fatigue crept in, but I was very happy with those energy levels tonight.
Yeah, Richie was commentating with me, Richie Terrell, tonight, and he seemed to think at half-time when Keane Dillon came out, there seemed to be more of an understanding of his role that maybe you might have had a chat with him.
Yeah, look at it. I'll be talking 72 hours in the building. Look, he's such a young talent, and you can see his attributes, and even us ourselves are getting ready to understand them more. Some of the players were asking, what does he like the ball in behind, does he like the feet? So we're still figuring Keane out too, but we know the quality he possesses and we know what he's capable of, and yeah, we could fix a few things at half time, but it was nothing groundbreaking. Keane emptied the tank for us tonight. That was the shift. We played Declan McDade up front last week against St Mochtis in the cup. Keane tonight looked like a real centre forward, and one that we're looking forward to maybe getting a week's training and see what he's like then.
And then with your changes, you're really pushing. It did seem you might have been settling for a point at one stage, but you were trying to catch them on the break, and you had your chances towards the end.
I thought we'd catch them. I think I heard Stephen say earlier in the week that they needed to win the game, so I thought they'd throw the kitchen sink, and I thought we might catch them late on. That was probably part of the game plan, to stay in the game until late, and then maybe those opportunities would come. As I said, the set-piece goal is the frustrating one, because you'd rather they carve this open in a moment of quality than a set-piece. But, I always felt that we were going to get a couple of chances, and there's nothing to write home about. But there's a couple of half ones there, went to Began late on, that little bit of quality or care with that final ball, you might have nicked it.
We've been very impressed with Ronan Tehan over the last few weeks. You've brought him, Harry Groom, up from the First Division. Does that maybe show that there is talented players in the First Division that can make the step up?
Absolutely. I played in the First Division before I came up to the Premier Division. A lot of players here that we did. I played with Keith Ward, Ronan Finn, and the UCD side back in the day, and we started there. So the First Division is littered with them. Don't get me wrong, it's a tough division. We were in it ourselves last year, and we're not looking down our nose at it or anything like that. But there is talent out there. But again, it's the environment we have here as well. It's not a coincidence that the young players are thriving. You see Sean Keogh, Vinnie Leonard, Owen Kenny, Bemi Arubi, and now you're talking about Ronan Tehan. I have some senior pros there who are driving this as well. Keith Buckley, Daryl Horgan, Rob Cornwall, lads, Peter Cherry. These have been there and done that. So there is a great environment for both young and senior players here.
And just finally then, you're keeping yourself in that race for European football. But I suppose the task is now to try and go with Sligo Rovers at home next week. So that's a game you have to win.
Yeah, I think they play tomorrow night, so we'll get eyes on them. Look at there's no easy games. We lost 2-0 in Sligo. We're probably learning quickly that we can't drop a gear ever. We're not built for that. We get after teams, and when we're at it, we're really, really good. And when we're a little bit off it, we can get punished, and we've got punished in recent weeks. Sligo at home, the last two games at home, we've lost to Drogheda and Waterford, who are, probably down the bottom end of the table. So Sligo coming to our place now with a new manager, and I suppose I'm sure they'll be revitalised now with a fresh start there themselves, and that's going to be a tough game, and a game we need to be preparing for already, because these are the games probably we've struggled with.
Off the ball, GAA.
2 years of hurt, it's a genuine thing, they were a long 2 years. Yeah, it's hard to put into words really, but I suppose when we came back at the start of this year, it just felt like there was something different.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.